you for calling XBO Tech Line. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Yes, my name is Christy. I'm calling from store 0145 in reference to a customer's install that he had purchased the appliances for back in February. And his appliances will not be received until May 4th or 5th. He's already done the measure and the install because that was undergo for almost 2 or 3 months, making sure he had the right ones and that they can fit. And then he finally came in and purchased the install earlier this month. Then he gets the phone call after they've been purchased, a week after, mentioning that y'all can't do the install, but he's already purchased it. I was told that the install policy has changed. So my question is, where can I find that new policy?
What's the order number? I have to look at the order to see what's going on. Because I can't just give a hands off answer if I don't know what's going on with the order. What's the order number?
Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. That way we have it from now on, like, with the customers that have installs and stuff that y'all don't do no more. One second. He had a few that were in and then out. It's 80145-135-713.
Do you have the number?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the external number?
Like the PO?
Let me see.
Give me one moment. Let me print that out because I didn't want to see it until we print it. Give me one moment. Let me grab it, okay?
The Home Depot is committed to the safety of its customers and associates. Help us protect each other by practicing social distancing while shopping. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. Clean your hands often. And when you cough or sneeze, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue or use the inside of your elbow. Thank you.
Okay. 845-455-873, I'm sorry.
Give me one moment. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. You're breaking in and out. I didn't even know you were talking.
Okay, can you repeat that number for me?
445-455-873.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, it's not coming up in my system. Is the customer phone number on the order?
Yeah, it says 404-931-4991.
404-931-4991?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me one second?
Say it again.
Give me one moment. I'm waiting for the system to load this order by the phone number.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the order to load.
No problem.
Order here. Give me one moment. Is this for David Cressel at 471 Ormine Road, Canton, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
One second. Okay, I see he had measurements done. So that's not the order that you're talking about. Talking about another order.
I'm sorry, it said what now?
He had measurements done. What is he trying to get completed now?
He's had measurements done, and he has an install that he's already purchased.
You're talking about the cooktop,
well,
the pop-up John Draft, and the electric wall oven?
Yes, ma'am. He's already purchased that prior to one of your XCO people contacting him, mentioning the LM that was there unable to cut the cabinet cuts, and
yes,
it would
we
have
are
to be
unable. We are unable to. If he have to have like any cutting done, mm-hmm. then we cannot do that. They have disregarded that for right now. They have
mm-hmm.
told us that we can't do the cutting anymore. But they have him in the mm-hmm. system for paying the client reschedule. But if anything that he wants installed that doesn't need, like, any kind of cutting, and it can go ahead and get installed. It's just that if it's, like, the cooktop, if that need, like, any kind of cutting in order for it to be installed, then they won't be able to do that installment until he has that cutting mm-hmm. done first.
Okay. And then my other question is, if it needed to be cut, what sizes does it need to be cut to, and then in order for the appliance to fit or function in that space, I don't know if he would have to probably
get somebody out. So he would have to get measurements. He would have to get, I believe he would have to get measurements done to see what size the cutting should be. Because I know
which
that we don't do the cuttings anymore. That's the only thing I do know that we don't do. But anything else you was told that we don't do, then we do do it. We just don't do the cuttings anymore.
Okay. And that's why I was calling, because it changed, and I didn't know that if whatever was implemented was changed until after the customer got a contact from you guys instead of us getting the contact.
XPO Home Office, they informed us on it that no countertops or cabinets modifications is going to be done regardless of the year of the home. And this also includes any service sold as customer labor.
Can you email me that documentation so I have that from now on with the other ones that are, like, supposedly trying to be grandfathered in that new policy change?
I don't send out the emails, but I can see if one of someone that's do send out the emails can send it over to you. What's your email?
Yes, is appliances.
Give me one moment.
Okay. Because I don't have the new documentation, because what we go by is what's part of the XPO policy on the install. And if it's not stated in here, I can't implement that change on pre-existing customers that already paid for installing a measure. That's unheard of.
Okay, what's the email?
Appliances. With the S. _0145 at HomeDepot.com.
Okay. And you said you couldn't find a policy anywhere that new update in the policy?
I see the original policy we have in XPO last mile in regards to the air conditioner, dishwasher, dryer, over the range, refrigerator water lines, cooktops. I have all of that. But it does not say anywhere in this policy that y'all don't do any custom cuts.
I'm not sure. They probably haven't updated it yet, but they sent it to us on April 1st, because I'm looking at it now, and that's
right,
what I was reading to you.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he paid for it prior to April 1st to install, and it was not notified until after. So that's what I'm saying. How do you grandfather in something that's already purchased, paid for, and on its way, and the measure and the install was purchased? And then now tell them, no, we can't do it now.
So the thing is, I see the custom labor, he got that. The thing is, what they're saying is that I'm guessing if he didn't pay for them to do the cutting, that they're going to refund him for it, and he'll have to have somebody else do the cutting. Then they can go ahead and install the cooktop for him. That's the only way that I could look at it, if he has already paid for the cutting to get done. Since Home Depot do not allow the techs to cut anymore.
Okay, so it's no cuts. Does any of the other appliances, like the wall oven or anything, need to be cut? I don't know that, because it just said in reference to the cabinet cutout. But I don't know if that...
The only thing that I know that they probably talking about would be the cooktop, because I just got off the phone with a tech right before you called, and he wasn't able to cook. To complete this lady cooktop, because she needed granite cut it done. And I did call her to confirm, and she didn't pay for the cutting, but because we don't do the cutting anymore, so she just said she'll get somebody to cut it for her, and they'll come back out and install it. So the only thing that I know that has to been, like, that has been getting cut in order for it to get installed has been cooktop, since I've been dealing with XPO.
Okay. And then can you put on that email, just attention, Christy, new appliance XPO measure policy? That way I know.
Yes, I'm not going to send an email. I'm going to have to send this to someone that does send the emails.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to, if I send an email, it's going to be too many emails going to our home office. And it's a way that I have to send an email. So I'm just going to have somebody else do it that's over the email situation.
Okay. And what was your name?
Alexis.
Okay.
All and right. also, it shows that customer need to when he needs to call XPO when he's ready for installations, and they're not going to contact him because his order is on hold. To further know, they've been reaching out to him to get things scheduled, but I guess his independent recline schedule because he's trying to see about when the, if they're going to the cut or not. But unfortunately, we're not.
Yeah.
So.
And then he has- the appliances yet. Like, it won't be until the 4th or the 8th of next month, and y'all can't install it until after it's delivered anyway.
Okay.
So.
Well, I just go and make my notes on their account and to so that this order can be notated. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it. I appreciate your help. Okay. And
yes,
can,
ma'am.
And I don't know who you're going to send that email to. Should I be looking out for an email feedback from somebody else? What's the name?
We have different people that's over XPO, so I'm just going to send it through the XPO team. I'm not sure who's going to send what back. I'm not really sure. It's a lot of people that work for XPO in the email, so I'm not really sure who's going to get the email and send something back.
Okay, I'll just look out for it. But make sure they put on their new install appliance policy, attention, Christy, and then I'll get it from there, okay?
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it.
Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. Have a great day.
You too.